The refiled bill proposes bonds for most of the same projects as the original bill, but the cost of some of those projects is different, specifically the Engineering, Education, and Research Center at UT. The refiled bill would allow UT to borrow $15 million less with the bonds. UT Engineering Dean Greg Fenves says that means the department will have to depend more on university funds and private donors to build the center.
We can figure out how to make it work.
Fenves says the new building is essential to the future of UT's engineering department.
It will change the way we educate engineering students through much more project-based learning. And the facility will be one of the most important student learning environments at UT.
The bill also allows Texas State University to issue bonds for a new medical education and research building in Round Rock and an engineering and science building. The bonds are usually repaid with money expected from tuition. Kate McGee, KUT News.